This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
As you may know, the Rivers State government in June, the governor approved immediate payment of outstanding gratuity, monthly pension arrears, and death benefits of retirees in the state public service. Even stated a certain amount that should be paid every month, expected to offset these payment arrears, pension arrears, and death benefits and gratuities. But fast forward till this day, there are still talks that, well, the pace of this payment is not as many expected. Well, you heard the coordinator of the River State Civil Service Pensioners, Lucky Ati. The pensioners have protested a lot of times in the state demanding that this payment should be made. And then it eventually started verification exercise. It was going to be done in batches. Well, so far, so good. According to what we got from our correspondent, over 300 persons are paid monthly out of the thousands of persons. Let's listen to what the River State Civil Service Pensioners Coordinator, Lucky Ati, had to say.
Every month they are paying over 300 persons, both in gratuity and death benefits. It would have been higher than that, considering the number of pensioners that are involved. They are in several thousands. And because the release they are getting from government is not enough, they've not been able to pay as expected. But every month, from the month of August, September, October, they have been paying over 300 pensioners every month.
Well, you heard the amount or number of pensioners being paid monthly, according to his own data. Many would say, well, that's very slow if we have thousands of pensioners. Some people might want to make a case and say, well, the government would get there. But eventually we'll get to hear from those who are wearing the shoes. They are the ones that would tell us where it hurts the most. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. This morning I would have with me on the show the coordinator of the River State Civil Service Pensioners, Lucky Ati. Well, on Facebook, remember we're live at Nigeria Info PH. We're also live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. All you need to do now is get on those platforms, watch, listen, and contribute as well. On Facebook, we've got a question written up for you, and we need to get your view on it. That post is also up on WhatsApp as well. I'm pretty sure you have questions that you want to ask. You can get us via WhatsApp 0809-9030-6416. Let's talk payment of River State Civil Service pensioners. The question on Facebook simply is, and for our listener too, since we're having issues with the prompt payment of pensioners by government, and remember, it's not just at state level. At the federal level too, pensioners have been owed for years. I know of some of them who are friends of mine who have not been paid pensions. I think one of them recently said she got something, part of her pension money. Anyways, if we have problems with prompt payment, should the government consider scrapping the pension scheme and let these people have all their monies while they are working? What do you think about that? Let us know on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. My guest, the coordinator, River State Civil Service Pensioners, Lucky Ati. Sorry, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
I'm pretty sure traffic wasn't too much of a problem.
Yeah, exactly. That is the problem of our road.
We'll get out of it pretty soon, hopefully.
I pray so.
Yeah, it will happen. But let's cut to the chase. We heard you speaking with our correspondent and talking about the number of people being paid and how slow the process is. Can you give us more details? Because since the verification started then, the talks where it was going to be done in batches, what batch are we at now? And is there any reason why the payment is as slow as it is with only 300 people or more?
Andrew, thank you. Thank you for giving pensioners in the state this opportunity. I want to start this conversation by thanking His Excellency. I'm thanking him because pensioners in the state, especially those that retired under the contributory pension scheme, they were in a very hopeful situation that was hopeless. There was no going forward, there was no going back because of the obnoxious contributory pension law that the government enacted in the state without adequate preparation. So we are thanking him because he saw the plight of the pensioners and graciously amended that contributory pension law in 2019. That was how we were able to come back to the defined scheme and we started earning our pension in 2019 after retiring in 2016. So we stayed for 4 good years without a dime. So I want to use this opportunity to thank His Excellency for giving the pensioners in the state hope. Again, we are thanking him because he ordered for this verification that is on now, this verification and the payment. And true to his word, the verification exercise started and then payments has also commenced. So let me come back to your question now. Now, we agree that this thing should be done in batches because there is no how the River State or the government can shoulder the whole of this thing in one batch. So it was agreed that this thing should be done in batches because it will surprise you that though the schedule said those that retired from 2012, but there were those that retired before 2012 that were having one outstanding issue or the other. So at the verification venue, you saw people that retired in 2009, 2010, even before that time that were having one issue or the other. So they came. And so now the payment has commenced. And the way the Minister of Finance and the Pension Board have scheduled this, you know, they programmed it is now, as, assuming you retired in 2012, but for one reason or the other, either because you did not go through the process of applying for retirement and getting the necessary papers, documentation was not done in early enough. And so you retired in 2012. But by the time you completed those things, they started giving you the monthly pension, say in 2013.
So
when they are paying, what they are on now is they are looking at when you were paroled.
Not the process before you got paroled.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that time would be lost.
No, it is not lost. Okay. That is why you hear us talk about pension arrears. Okay, let me take my situation as an example.
Okay.
I retired in 2016, 1st April 2016. So my last salary was in March 2016.
Okay.
And I got my first monthly pension in June 2019. So from April 2016 to May 2019, this forms what we are calling pension arrears. Because they are my entitlements.
Okay.
And so we are demanding that this thing be paid to us. So really that is how this thing is being.
So what is being paid now?
What they are paying now is the gratuity.
Okay.
They are paying the gratuity and you know
the pension forward.
Yeah, they are paying the gratuity and then death benefits.
Okay.
To those that that has gone. So Ministry of Justice handles that. So that is being done. So I think they are still on those that were payrolled in 2015. Those that were payrolled in 2015.
Those are the ones they're still attending
that is,
to.
That is where they are now.
So how many more batches are left?
Now, because after 2015, there were those that were payrolled in 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019.
So that's 4 years.
That is up to 2019. There are people that came into the system in 2020. So theirs is there. 2020 is there. 2021 is there. People retire every day. But fortunately now, the process is a little bit better than what we experienced when we retired. Because if you retire now, the Minister of Finance, they gave, when you've been able to get your paper from the Civil Service Commission, you can now go to open a bank account, a pension bank account, and then you go through biometric and then
so,
they start
so what is the situation with the pension arrears? Because you've said they're paying just the gratuity and death benefits. So the 300 plus people who get paid monthly are only for gratuities and death, then death benefits.
Yes.
And that is not going as fast as it should.
Yes, it is not going as fast as they
how do. How much was it made public to you guys how much the government was releasing monthly or supposed to release monthly to meet up this payment?
I think about information available to us is there's a standing order that 1 billion naira be released every month for the payment of this.
And you can you confirm whether that money is what is being released or
that money has been released? Yeah, yeah,
so,
it's been released.
But it's not enough to
It is not enough because that 1 billion naira covers the people that are in the mainstream of the civil service. It covers those that are retired from the parastatals and also their benefits. Mm. So it is and the pensioners are in their thousands.
So let's understand something.
Okay.
Now that you clarified this, yeah. People would say the government would say it doesn't owe pensioners.
Mm.
When the government says that, what does it mean? Is it that people have been receiving their pensions going forward, but the problem is the arrears that are being owed, and that is what you're demanding for, as well as the other benefits?
Yeah, because it used to surprise us when government, before this time, when they were saying, oh, we are not owing. Now they were basing that assertion on the fact that the monthly pension...
They were paying
because that is another area we are commending government.
Mm.
The monthly pension, they have been religiously paying it. At the end of every month, as at now that I'm sitting with you, except bank process, if not every pensioner in the state has been paid their October pension.
So that means every pensioner that retired, is that like a stipulated time? Or as long as you're a pensioner... And you are still in the city, you're still, your process was properly done every month. You receive, Okay,
We might go through the process, go through biometric, and then you get approval. Minister of Finance get approval from His Excellency. You are placed on that monthly pension, and that has been going on.
Okay, that has
been
going on.
You don't have a problem with monthly pension.
So, the problem now is the pension
arrears, the gratuity. And then death benefits.
So what is the government saying about the pension arrears? If they've been paid, they're paying the pension, but then, and they are also working on the death benefit and gratuities, what has been said about the pension arrears?
Okay,
Because that's why I think a lot of pensioners feel they've been owed a lot of money. What's happening with the pension arrears?
The assurance we've gotten from government is they are not going to leave a kobo behind. So if they are paying you gratuity now, now, because even the gratuity, those that are the directors, they are not paying them full because they want this thing to go around. But if they pay you part this month, but following month they call you to come and
complete
it. And so the assurance they have given us is whether it is pension arrears, whether it is gratuity, nobody will be owed.
So do you think that would be that promise would be fulfilled, looking at how many months we have left for this?
Yeah, that is why we are appealing, we are begging His Excellency to make more release to these people, to the pension board and Minister of Finance. Like I said on your news, there are some less endowed states. Look at a state like Borno State that can cover 12.5 billion naira at a go for...
To service
pension. To service pension. I mean, to service gratuity.
Gratuity, rather.
And so when you begin to look at our state, the status of our state in terms of...
resources.
Yeah,
and
resources.
How much we're making.
And so the 1 billion naira that is being released every month is grossly inadequate.
The members of the pension board, have they also highlighted this? Or is it just something that you pensioners are talking about? Members of the pension board passing this message?
No. You see, during the years of agitation, there was something that happened, I think, about September or so, 2021, when the organized labor wanted to come to this state to...
Yes, to shut down...
Yeah, to shut down the state. Now, government called them, and then they sat on the table, and then they ironed out this thing. A committee, a tripartite committee was set up. So all these things that we are talking, the committee, they painstakingly did their work. So the government knows every kobo that they are owing. They know the number of persons that they are owing. And so, assuming you are, okay, let's say they are owing on 300 billion and you're releasing 1 billion naira a month, it then means it's going to take you another 100 months.
Before
so how many
finish?
Administration? That is why we are begging. That is why we are begging that, oh, let him release more money.
All right, Mr. Ati, we'll go on a very short commercial, but when we return, you talk to us about the government also pointing out that sometimes in the system you have people who are imposters or ghost names. That's why verifications are necessary. And you also might tell us what happens next if at the end of the day nothing is done with regards to increasing this payment, or you do not have a solid position with regards to how pension arrears would be paid, because I heard you mention that you would not want to go on a protest. And then finally, we also get to know what you think about scrapping the pension scheme if we are constantly going to have a problem of government meeting up with its obligations. We'll go on a short commercial now. You can tell us what you think. Should the pension scheme be scrapped if we are going to always continually go through this sort of hurdle for pensioners to get their money? 0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number at Nigeria Info on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's the Morning Crossfire.
All right, yes, we are back and live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Drop your comments, make your contributions. We'll be taking all of those shortly. Well, pensioners in the state have called on government many a times to say, hey, pay us our gratuities, pay pension arrears, pay death benefits. It seems from the conversation I've been having with the coordinator of the River State Civil Service Pensioners, Lucky Ati, that the government has done something or is doing something with regards to gratuities and death benefits, but pension arrears still stagnant. Are we going to see some sort of movement by government with regards to settling that request from pensioners? On Facebook, we're asking you what you think about scrapping the scheme. Well, I was having a conversation off air with Mr. Ati with regards to clarity on how the pension scheme works, and he was trying to make some explanations. We know we have the contributory pension scheme, which is something that's operated at the federal level and some of the states as well. Tell us, Mr. Ati, at the moment, first off, do you think that we should scrap this pension idea and, okay, at least the contributory pension scheme, and let everybody have access to their money in full, and then when they retire, they know that, okay, I got my money, and if government is paying them for the service in the country, well, the government is paying them for that. Do you share that idea?
Well, ordinarily,
looking at what is happening in the country generally,
ordinarily, the contributory pension scheme was supposed to be a good scheme, because this was borrowed from advanced economies that have everything.
But is our economy advanced?
No, it's not.
Maybe that's why we're having issues
operating it. Why I'm saying it was supposed to be a good program is from the very day you were employed, from the first pay that you received from that employment, you are supposed to have a pension account with a pension fund administrator.
Mm-hmm.
And your payment will go there, your deduction will go there, government will make their own contribution into that account. But now, the federal government, they enacted that law in 2004. Even at the federal level, it is not working well.
Yeah, of course, I know of that. Just told you about some people
it is not working well. And because it is not working well, the contributory pension law provides that for you to get access to that account, you are accrued benefits. Assuming in the state, like in River State, that law was domesticated, say, okay, 2012. And I was employed in 2018. 1981. So from 1981 to 2012, when that law was done, you see, it is about 20 something years. And the law provides that what is accruing to me for that 20 or so years should be paid into that account. Why my deduction and government
will
contribution
will going also, forward?
Yes, this is not done. There has been no provision in any of our budgets for accrued benefits. So nobody in the River State has nobody's accrued benefit has been paid into this pension fund.
And even pensioners, you haven't bothered to perhaps ask questions.
No, we are asking questions. Because while we were being held by the contributory pension law, we made inquiries. What is the problem? What is happening to our account? And then we saw that we got that explanation. But our accrued benefits are not there. And there has been nobody, I repeat myself here, there is nobody in the River State that this accrued benefit has been paid into this contribution. So the scheme, government will, it would have been better they just scrap it. The contributory scheme, it would have been better they scrap it. And then allow people to remain on the defined scheme. The defined scheme, yeah.
But then it's optional because we know some states aren't operating the contributory pension scheme. They're still on the defined scheme. So is that something you think the state government should look at? Because in the state, we have both schemes running side
by
side.
Yeah, in the state, both schemes are on. But like the explanation I have given to you now, those that are in the service now, because there has been a recent amendment, amending the contributory pension law now to 2025. So those that will be retiring from 1st June 2025, they are in the contributory pension scheme. And those that are in the contributory pension scheme, their accrued benefit are supposed to have been paid by now into their pension account with the pension fund administrators. That has not been done.
Those would be for people, the accrued benefit would be for those who had been working before the law came.
Yes.
So they have to take everything backwards from when you were employed to before the law came.
Before
into
the law.
Your account.
Into your
and
account.
Then going forward, begin to deduct from you
and then
until you retire.
Yes.
Okay, now that we get that, let's open the phone lines first and get some of your contributions and hear your questions before we go on with the conversation here in the studio. The number to call is 0700-923-0923. I'll call that number out again. That is the only number you can call to be a part of the conversation. So you should really take it down. 0700-923-0923. Again, 0700-923-0923. You can send us WhatsApp messages as well. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Some messages on WhatsApp coming in already. Those at the ministry have refused to speak to affected persons on the schedule of payment. Please help me ask Mr. Lucky. My dad died in 2015, but we got authority for payment in 2017. So which batch do we fall under, 2015 or 2017? And then when is the payment likely to get to us?
Yeah, that is what I was trying to explain then. That is how the batches has been done. The father retired in 2015.
Yes.
And then it was in 2017.
He died.
That he died.
Yeah.
Now, before he died, has he started receiving his monthly pension?
His father died in 2015.
Okay, the father died in 2015.
But they got authority for payment, in 2017.
In 2017.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure he might have gone for this verification because the verification also, the disease exited.
Okay.
They are also going for this verification. If he has gone for the verification, he should always go to the Ministry of Justice. He should go to the Ministry of Justice because what finance does is everything about death benefit, they allow Ministry of Justice to handle it. The reason being that there are polygamous homes and then they don't want issues. After paying to one person tomorrow, another person will come. No, it was supposed to be me. So they are going there where you do your estate. When we go there, they will not have an interview to see whether there are other members of the family. So anybody that has gone through verification provided, because it's not just getting authority for payment. If you get authority for payment, there are still other processes that you should go through. Take the authority for payment to pensions department in Ministry of Finance. You go to room 124. They will open a file for you and do the process. So if you don't do that, you may go through verification and you may still not, because you've not completed the process. So some persons, after getting this thing from establishment, they go to probate division to get a letter of administration. It seems that is the end of the deal. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And let's listen to Alozie from Omuma first. Hello, Alozie. Good morning to you. Oh, sadly, we lost that call. This message on WhatsApp says, I thank you for your concern over the pension, the retirees' welfare. He says that the claim of your guest is overrated because if they are paying 300 at least per month, the impact would have been felt. I was verified since July and I've not heard anything up till now. So what's happening? And the governor said he does not want to leave any project uncompleted. Instead of donating the whole country, why not consider the belated gratuity that is nothing to write home about? Fine John is saying that. So possibly that would be how you came about the figures that at least 300 people are paid monthly.
Yeah, yeah. I represent the interest of pensioners. And I will not come on air to say what is not correct.
Mm.
I have seen it. I've seen the figure, the number of persons that the mainstream are paying. I've also seen what the parastatals are paying, and then the Ministry of Justice, those the death benefits. So when I sum them together, they are about that 300 every month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And even that you have said is not enough. So
it is not enough. It is not enough because I said the pensioners are in several thousands. They're in several thousand, and it is increasing every day.
All right, Benson is on the line. Hello, Benson. You're welcome. Good morning.
Yeah, Andrew, EPME, good morning.
Morning to you.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Yes. You see, one thing is I come to know about this is that people in the finance and people in the pension board, they are the people delaying this thing. Government is doing its best, but the staff in these two departments are making things hard for pensioners. You see, you are quoting 300. By that July till now, if they were paying 300, I should have been paid. You too should have been paid. Because I retired the same time with you. But they are making things difficult for us. Why? Why are they doing so? Knowing fully well that they one day retire.
Yeah.
All right, Benson.
They ask them this question. Why are they making things difficult for us?
All right, Benson, thank you.
Yeah.
It says 300. Which batch are they paying now?
The batch they are there.
The 300 is from a certain batch.
It is still those that were payrolled in 2015. They've not gotten to those that were payrolled in 2016. Like the man that said we retired together.
Mm.
We were payrolled in 2019.
So your turn is still it's not there. So yet, the 300 they are paying is not
it's,
yet
it's
your
not
turn.
It's not yet our turn.
Okay,
it's not yet our turn.
How many? Do you have an idea how many thousands of pensioners are within the 2015
that they are paid?
That they are paying.
How many
people are registered? That batch for 2015. How many thousand are they?
No, if we are looking at those that has been verified.
Yes,
those that have been verified
to be
they
paid.
They are also several thousands.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to understand. Because if they're paying 300 every month, then we'd want to know.
They said they are paying
for only people from the 2015 batch that have been verified.
It's not 2015. That is, okay. They are on the 2015 batch now.
Now?
Yes.
Okay.
They are done with 2014.
Okay, so it started with 20...
Those some people that had issues 2012, 2013, 2014.
Okay, so they had all those 2012, 2013.
Yes. Yeah. They are attending to them. They are attending to them. Though not all of them.
Okay.
Not all of them.
So as it still stands, we still have many people from that
that are still not being paid. Either for one reason or the other. But there's one issue I want to address. You know, the staff of Ministry of Finance and Pension Board, there is this allegation that, they are demanding, they are doing this, they are doing this. I am not ruling out those things. But it is not on the kind of scale that people are thinking. Reason being that if you retire 2015 and you were payrolled in 2017, there is no how your system will allow it. We allow it. Okay, they manipulate the system so that those that were supposed to be paid in 2017, you will be paid now. It is a little bit difficult. I'm not ruling it out. So those of us that are going there to put pressure on them,
mm-hmm.
because that is what most of us does. The money that they are releasing is small. Everybody has problem. We need this money. People are sick. People are being sent out of their homes. Children are out of school. So there's that desperation to get our money. And so most sometimes people go there to even, if you can put my name, anything you say, I will give you.
Mm.
Those kind of things are there. I'm not ruling out that those people that are there, they are not doing one thing, funny thing or the other. But let us at least don't go there to put that pressure. Because there are certain things, they have limits to the things that they can do. Because you cannot go to the director of pension or the director general of pensions board to say, let us negotiate. You cannot go there. So what you are doing it with the junior staff or the other staff that are in the department. And the staffs in the department, they don't have that the authority. Finance. They don't have that finance say.
Mm.
So there is no need going there. Just as we are saying, we continue to pray. If no money comes into the system, assuming when the sex sales started this thing, it released like 10 billion naira for a start. And then you are doing this thing monthly. This money, all these people that have been verified, they have been paid. After all, what we are calling gratuity is how much? A director is gratuity is about 9 point something million, if not the pension arrears. So you see so many people that have 2 point something million. As called gratuity.
Okay, so in that case, so you see more money has been released, would not be enough.
Yeah, if they've been releasing more money, you see this thing we spread.
Because if only a director gets 9 point something million, for instance,
yeah.
and then we have like several hundreds of directors who are.
How many are the directors?
Mm.
The bulk of the pensioners are not at that level. So if more money is released, let me tell you, Andrew. You see, pensioner, there is no community in River State that does not have a pensioner. So whatever you do about this payment of gratuity, all this, the economy of the state will just boom.
All right, let's take a call. Good news is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Is here, man.
You're welcome. Go on.
I greet you and the other statesman.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother.
I call you as a statement because for you to have served River State victoriously up to this time, like my dad and my in-laws.
I served 35 years.
I want to say that we must tell ourselves the truth. In Catholic Church, after all the singing and praying, all ends in amen. All what you are saying ends in the book of the governor.
Yes.
We just said it there. Those junior staffs are trying to make sure that they manage themselves, that means that they are working. If the governor today releases pension money and gratuities money today, I challenge you, under 2 months, everybody was declared and paid.
Exactly.
So what they are doing, they're trying to make sure they use the system that is the taxes. I didn't mean that. They are not fired by the governor, and they don't have a problem with the civil servants and the pensioners. Else, everything stops in the book of the governor. Sign their money out. It is the money of the people that have worked. Why holding their money? 20 million and thousands of money to that other state, and the state is in shambles. I think all the talking lies in the book of the governor. Tell us that the governor is stopping their money. My name is Chris Mustafa.
All right, good news. Thank you, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning, please.
You're welcome, Sam.
I want to be part of this conversation, please.
You want to?
Be part of this conversation.
You cannot depart from a conversation we're having. If you're contributing, it should be based on what we're discussing.
Yes, based on the discussion on radio, on the pensioners' plight.
Yes, go ahead.
Let me first of all thank you for this privilege and thank Lucky Abdi, who is talking on the radio. We want to join him to say that we need His Excellency to do the needful and release money that will be reasonable to pay pensioners in the state. As we speak, those who retired in 2011, most of them got half gratuity before they left in the previous administration. And as we speak, now government is not even addressing their matter. And we want to see that before they will leave office, they should graciously release more money so that everybody who is being owed under this dispensation should be paid. This is our plight. And that's why we are pleading with His Excellency to see what he can do to release more money so that everybody will be captured in this process of payment. Verification is going on progressively, but it's not backed up with payments. They are now doing 2017, 2018 batch. But those who did since 2014, 15, 16 have not been paid. So we are actually begging His Excellency to release more funds to accommodate more pensioners. Thank you, Mr. Andrew.
Thank you very much, Sam. We'll take a pause on the calls now and just focus more on the WhatsApp messages because lots of questions being asked here. This one says, okay, good morning, Mr. Andrew and your guest. Ima from Port Harcourt sending this one. For me, civil servants in the state have been in pains and tears of a poor welfare for the government. What stops the State Executive Council from approving a substantial amount for payment of arrears, gratuities, and other entitlements to serving and retired civil servants as they keep approving projects for benefits of personal gains? This one says, I'm trying to make heads. Erema, I can't really make what you're saying. You say your dad retired, but he died after getting all his documents, but those documents are nowhere to be found. What should we do? Is there something that can be done in that situation?
Yeah. Let him go back to the department where the father worked.
Okay, so you heard that, Erema, if you're listening, go to the department where your father worked. You would get all the details there, yeah. I'm sure. The Busan says, well done. No, that's not. I don't think that's for us. First, I commend the concern of your guest, but what I'm not sure of is the 300 pensioners he mentioned that is being paid every month. However, the need to segment this, the pensioners will curtail this misappropriation. Alozie King from Omoma. I think he already explained that, and we should have an idea now what he meant. It's not 300 random pensioners being paid. So they have their verifications has been done in batches. So it's within those batches that the payments are being made. I'm correct?
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. You can drop your comments as well. We have a few of them. This one says, Awojoyin Jonathan says, those retired 2014 haven't received any pension arrears nor gratuities. If government is willing to pay by now, arrears and gratuities should have been paid. Clear up to those who retired in 2015. Government is playing games. That's what he says. Like we've said, or you highlighted, there are thousands of people within those batches. So at the moment, government is still paying those people within those batches, and it hasn't even gotten to your own batch.
It doesn't
at all.
It doesn't.
What would be the next step of pensioners in, let's say, in the next 1 minute as we attempt to wrap up? What's your position? What are you doing next after now? If the situation doesn't improve or doesn't change, you've said you would not want to consider a protest. So what approach would you take?
Well, that is why we are thankful to your organization for giving us this opportunity, at least to let government know. You know, when the verification exercise was going on, if you see the people that some people have brought there on wheelchair, some of them collapsed. That is somebody that has died now. He collapsed there that day. We were able to bundle him to the hospital. That man has died. So bringing out these elderly people on the road is not the best, but it's going to be a last option. It's going to be a last option. If we make these appeals, continue to make these appeals, and nothing comes out, we will still go on the road. We will still go to the road.
Okay.
Yeah, because it is very, very unfortunate what pensioners in the state are going to.
Mr. Ati, I would like to say thank you there. Let's take those to be your last words on the show this morning, but time is out of our hands. We have to wrap up. Thank you very much once again for being with us on the Morning Crossfire today.
Thank you very much.
All right. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Have a lovely Friday.